It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Mike, if
he's on a different mic, let me pull him up.
That moment, we haven't programming checked. Is brought to a complete halt.
This is fun.
What, Mike, come up here.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Could you hear me yelling at you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What are you doing going down there?
You know, this team is just not that good.
It's not working. That's why we're waiting.
Okay. Somebody should have told me this.
Well, that's why you came back up. That's why you came back up here, because
it was just a momentary thing that they were going to get fixed.
No.
This is fun.
You tell me we're going to do the show from down there. I think it's just a momentary thing. It's all been checked out. It's not working right now. It will be in just a bit. Nobody told me nothing about this.
Use your head.
Use your head.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW of Plano brings us the emergency break of the week. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Well, candidate number one comes to us from the morning show here on The Ticket. His name, Gordon Keith. Now, Gordo has a lot of responsibilities. He's a talk show host, but he's also our engineer and producer here from The Bunker. And sometimes that means he has to wrestle with equipment and things aren't patched correctly. And this happened on the show when Gordo was trying to play some audio. And this happened. And this happens from time to time. This is one of the biggest hang times on technical difficulties of over 40 seconds.
So here's the interview with Clarence Clemons and Giorgio confronting him about doing the nation's anthem on Ticket. America with you today.
What the heck is going on?
All that, it won't even play.
It should play. Everything's
coming up roses, reading roses.
Son of a...
Maybe I saw to it that it couldn't be played.
You did. You messed
I'm about
with
to
something.
Be besmirched here.
Dude,
by editing.
Over here.
I didn't touch anything.
This should absolutely be working. All indications say that this should be working.
What is going on with my thing? Okay, hold on a second. Go back to everything. America.
Oh, don't do that.
Wait, I'm not hearing the station either.
Well,
are you guys back there?
We're here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
just making
there
sure.
It is.
All right.
I'm just waiting for your audio.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. Put this on Cray-Tray.
Okay, my computer's not playing anything.
Told you. Do you want to recalibrate and do it next?
I want to know why my computer's not working is what I want to know. Hold on. Let me just back out of QuickTime and then start QuickTime again. And if we can't do it this time, then we'll do it next, okay? Is that fair?
All right.
That's only fair.
Sure, man. So how did it happen that you're doing the anthem tonight? Yeah,
and then I was besmirched for the next 3 minutes.
I still don't know what happened. I had to restart my program, and then it worked. All of a sudden.
So it was your computer, not your patching system over there.
Oh, yes, yes. It wasn't the confusing audio setup that I have. It was actually a computer deal.
I don't know how you keep up with all that over there.
Yeah, it's more difficult here in the bunker. It's just the three of us. If we were back at the mothership and we had a technical issue, then the engineers could come in and not fix it.
Okay.
During this time,
dude,
is it really the time to take a shot at our engineering staff?
They know I'm kidding.
Unfair.
I'm the only
Okay.
I'm the only one that goes and visits them and says hi to them and loves them.
That's not true.
What?
I say hi to the fellas when I...
Coronavirus jail where they're being held.
That is Gordon Keith as candidate number one. As he said, let's get back to everything with that technical issue. Okay. Storytelling, big part of radio, right? Bob Sturm, really good at it. Bob's got tons of great stories, great sports stories. Well, he thought during Why Today Doesn't Suck, which may be the most dangerous time to tell a story that lasts more than 5 seconds in that segment because nobody has patience for anything. And knowing that, not getting any help from his former partner, Dan, Bob had to eventually bail on his own story.
Dan, I feel like I need to stop down the show for a brief hockey anecdote.
Sturm Center.
Do you know the Lyle Oderline story?
How long is it?
Hold on. Here it is. Let me answer the Let me ask it a different way. Do you know the Lyle Odeline Planet of the Apes story?
Absolutely not.
We've definitely talked about it, but it has been a long time. But Lyle Odeline and Matt Barnaby had a bit of a feud going. And Odeline, I think, said something about Barnaby's wife. And Barnaby very quickly started calling him like Cornelius as a Planet of the Apes reference. And that took it to an all new level, which, of course, I think generated a couple suspensions because you're not allowed to. I don't think it. Man, I'm trying to remember the. I don't think it was. A full suspension for Barnaby, but all right, it's a bad story. I forgot. Never do a story on why today doesn't suck. First of all, then don't do it to Dan because he's not going to help you at all.
I can't wait for that throw pillow.
Oh, I'm going to sleep so well on that throw pillow.
Could you imagine that throw pillow? Seriously, that is the worst story of all time. It was so hard to follow.
We got one more candidate.
And you know what? He was right, because you could tell about a third of the way in, he knew he shouldn't even try during Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I know.
Too much pressure.
Was he right about not getting help from Dan, though?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
He didn't get help from anybody.
I have no idea. And I could just hear Bob's brain exploding, because they probably did it on bad radio 10 times, and Dan never remembers anything. It's such a good story. Let's hear it one more time.
Oh, my God.
Man, I feel like I need to stop down the show for a brief hockey anecdote.
Very busy throw pillow.
Sturm Center.
Why did he speak so haltingly?
Do you know the Lyle Odeline story?
How long is it?
Hold on. Here it is. Let me ask it a different way. Do you know the Lyle Odeline Planet of the Apes story?
Absolutely not.
We've definitely talked about it, but it has been a long time. But Lyle Odeline and Matt Barnaby had a bit of a feud going. And Odeline, I think, said something about Barnaby's wife. And Barnaby very quickly started calling him like Cornelius as a Planet of the Apes reference. And that took it to an all new level. Which, of course, I think generated a couple suspensions because you're not allowed to. I don't think it. Man, I'm trying to remember the. I don't think it was a full suspension for Barnaby, but. All right, it's a bad story. I forgot. Never do a story on why today doesn't suck. First of all, then don't do it to Dan because he's not going to help you at all.
I can't wait for that throw pillow.
Oh, I'm going to sleep so well on that throw pillow.
Poor Bob. He thought it was a good sports story to tell everybody.
Why are we always making throw pillows out of things that shouldn't be throw pillows?
Everybody just deserted him there. Mm. Hang in there, Bob. You're candidate number two. Okay, so you think that's the worst story ever told on the air?
I don't know about worst, but it was meandering and halting, and everybody seemed to be in a coma by the end of it.
Okay. Well, remember earlier this week when I told you Killer filled in for Ty Walker on Country Force?
Yes, okay. Well, then I withdraw the claim that Bob's was the worst story.
They were talking about graduation and how these high school kids who are graduating this year may not have graduation. They may have it at a stadium. They may have it at Texas Motor Speedway. They may have a drive-through. Who knows what sort of graduation they're going to have? Well, Killer then took it in another direction. He, too, gave up on his own story.
For me, like, baseball season was huge whenever I was in high school. It was, you know, the most fun time of the year for me.
Yeah.
And just, you know, not getting to really do any of that stuff, like no spring sports, no prom, no graduation ceremonies.
Yeah. My neighbor's got a kid that she's supposed to be graduating from Denton Guyer, so her prom was canceled. So this is one thing for her to actually have this graduation. But her brother goes to Texas Tech, and I was talking to him about all their online stuff. And we were talking about, was it Professor Ping earlier, Sam? With the tab on his computer. And this, I don't know why, this just popped in my head. It's a little callback. But he was telling me about some kids in his class got busted for cheating because they all used the same IP addresses to send in paperwork for their classes. So now, why am I telling this story?
That's a great question.
This is a definite killer moment right here where I'm going with the story and I don't know where I'm going with it. And I want to apologize for that right now.
Oh, killer.
My
I love it.
He was so
God.
Excited to
I love
tell
it
him
when
about
he's
that
in the middle
cheating
of some
thing.
Story.
When you hear the complete so. Thundercloud of self-doubt that overtakes him, you can always
that.
Hear it. You can always hear it when he's in the middle of a story, and all of a sudden he feels everyone listening to him and all eyes on him, and the voice shake starts because the thundercloud of self-doubt has passed over his head.
Well, let's listen back to it and see if we can find when that moment was when we had the thundercloud of doubt.
For me, like baseball season.
Thundercloud of self-doubt parking over his head.
For me, like baseball season was huge whenever I was in high school. It was, you know, the most fun time of the year for me.
Yeah.
And just, you know, not getting to really do any of that stuff, like no spring sports, no prom, no graduation ceremonies.
Yeah. My neighbor's got a kid that she's supposed to be graduating from Denton Guyer, so her prom was canceled. So this is one thing for her to actually have this graduation. But her brother goes to Texas Tech, and I was talking to him about all their online stuff, and we were talking about, was it Professor Ping earlier, Sam?
Storm's gathering now.
With the tab on
it's
his
right
computer.
There.
And this,
yeah,
I don't
it's
know
right
why
there.
It's just
right there.
Popped in my head.
Play the thunder.
Callback. But he was telling me about some kids in his class got busted for cheating because they all used the same IP addresses to send in paperwork for their classes. So now,
thunder.
Why am I telling this story?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I like Eli's line.
That's a great question. He's under the thundercloud. What's interesting here is that he's under the thundercloud, soaking wet, yet a drop hasn't fallen from the cloud yet.
He knows it's coming, though.
But he's got such flop sweat going on. He's soaked.
It's when he got that real verbal wobble.
Right.
Yeah. And he couldn't start the next sentence, and he knew it when the moment happened.
Guys, for cheating on a...
It dawned on
poor
him
killer.
About
oh,
a minute God. In that he was killer.
Yes. He realized oh, who he was
Stop
and how
it.
He shouldn't be on the air.
No, don't talk about killer like that.
Oh, we're having fun. We so, love him. I'm the only one that supports him.
I'm his biggest advocate.
I don't know about either one of those statements.
I love killer.
So is it Gordo, Bob, or self-doubting killer? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, boys, it's Randy White here. How y'all doing this morning?
All right.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Well, I'm going to vote for old Bob Stern, boys.
All right. Thanks, Manster. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, have y'all heard the story of the guy that called in to vote?
No.
So he calls in to vote, and he was going to work. Wait, no. He pulled over on the side of the road and called the ticket and to vote. And then, he either pulled over or he was driving
on. It's a Bob vote. All right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Vaginal size, Mornborn.
No. Hello, you're on America's favorite radio station.
Vaginal size, Mornborn.
No way.
Back to back.
Is that the same guy?
Yeah, I think so. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is Dirty Dugout calling for the Muses Day on the bunker.
Hey, Dirty Dugout.
Before I vote for the e-break, I need to tell you all that you're soft.
Yeah, here in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Back in my day, we would have Spanish flu parties. We wouldn't wash our hands for 4 weeks straight. And then we'd get together and lick each other's fingers.
Gross.
I tell you, we would eat raw chicken sprinkled with polio and smallpox.
Hey!
That way our immune systems, they would be tough. Tough, I tell
right.
you.
That's
Let's
right.
go ahead and vote for this e-break thing.
Okay.
I'll vote for the great verbal linguist, the killer.
All right. He's thanks. My new favorite voter.
Fake Dirty Dugout. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning. Let's give Killer a vote. How about that?
Oh, how about that? Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who you vote for?
Yes, I'd like to cast my vote for the 3-7 co-host. Manor needs no introduction. Bob Starr.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I want to vote on an e-break, please.
Okay.
Well, look at him. I was going to vote for Craig because the best things that's ever come out of his mouth whenever he's talking stopped up the commode, the 410. Let's give a great big old shout out to Jeffy. And then I was vote for Georgie Poggi putting in pie. 10 votes.
That's supposed to be
That's
Jesse.
Supposed to be Jesse.
Yeah. Jeez.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Sports who?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad to gal pal, Susan Hawks back,
guys? I knew who knew that voice.
Yeah. Just vote, Susan.
From now on, you've got like a 10-second window max.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
I'm going to vote responsibly for Killer.
Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who you like?
Good morning, Musers. George, I just got a pool, so now after homeschool, that's him. I dip in the pool, and I like to vote for Bob.
Careful, Cassidy.
Yes, she said dip.
Careful.
All right, Cassidy. Good to hear from you. Have a good weekend. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi. I was wanting to vote for Killer.
Okay. We got a 4-4 tie between Killer and Bob. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
That's what's like born.
Oh, my gosh. Hello. You're on the ticket. Please vote responsibly.
I'm Brad Thomas. This is Sports Biz, presented to you by Acme Brick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Jaguar, Mountain Lion, Bobcat, Tomcat, Alley Cat, House Cat. The cat that George is obsessed with. How's it going?
Good. We need a vote.
Felt it. Okay. Give me Bob. Thanks. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Bob Sturm with the story that went nowhere.
Dan, I feel like I need to stop down the show for a brief hockey anecdote.
Sturm Center.
Do you know the Lyle Oderlein story?
How long is it?
Hold on. Here it is. Let me ask it a different way. Do you know the Lyle Oderlein Planet of the Apes story?
Absolutely not.
We've definitely talked about it, but it has been a long time. But Lyle Oderlein and Matt Barnaby had a bit of a feud going. And Oderlein, I think, said something about Barnaby's wife. And Barnaby very quickly started calling him like Cornelius as a Planet of the Apes reference. And that took it to an all new level, which of course I think generated a couple suspensions because you're not allowed to. A full suspension for Barnaby, but all right, it's a bad story. I forgot. Never do a story on why today doesn't suck. First of all, then don't do it to Dan because he's not going to help you at all.
I can't wait for that throw pillow.
Oh, I'm going to sleep so well on that throw pillow.
How many is that for Bob? Blake, do you have the numbers?
That is Bob's second win this year, 25th all time, which puts him 88 behind the GOAT, Mr. 113 Norman. I've never had a twin Kitskis.
Okay, I see what you did there.
Way to go, Bob.